Well, we had a very happy experience last time. And we see now the city of Mansoul completely turned over towards Emmanuel, and hating now Diabolus and regretting so much that they ever gave him any space or ever saw anything good in him. And so Emmanuel has now said to them, because they requested of him, will he come and live in the city? That he most certainly will. And the very next day, he is going to arrive, and he's going to live in the centre, in Hart Castle. That will there be his residence. So the people are delighted. And that night, they get ready for his arrival. They cut down branches, and they go on the rooftops. It's a bit like Palm Sunday, isn't it, in that way. And they're ready for his arrival. And they are celebrating. And they are so happy at the thought that Emmanuel now is not going to be out in the field. He's going to come and he's going to actually live in the city. And they're all looking to get a view of him. They just can't get enough of him now. Whereas before, they had all kinds of wrong ideas about him and were full of thoughts that he's bad and he's negative and he's just going to humiliate us. Completely changed. Now they want to see all they can of him. And there he is, arriving in golden armour. He's got all his chariots there, and he's riding in triumph into the city, comes through Eye Gate, and Captain Faith meets him and escorts him into Hart Castle. Everything's been made ready for him there. That is now going to be his residence, right in the middle. That really tells us, doesn't it? God comes and dwells within us. His Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us. And so the result of this is a happy result. Now he is installed in the castle, right in the middle. And the people say, oh, please, though, do come out and visit us in the streets, won't you? We would so wish to see more of you and learn from you. So he promises that he'll come and walk in the streets and in their marketplaces and that he'll talk with them and help them. Oh, and they say, and please, can we always have access to you? Can we always come to you? And he says, that's fine. And he opens the gate to Hart Castle, and you can always come, any place, any time, wherever you are. Because that's what we have, isn't it? Access to him. Through prayer, we have access to him, wherever we are. Any place, any time, we can speak with him. The door is open, he hears us. So they have this, and they just want to know so much about him. And they watch him, how he does things. They listen to him, how he speaks, what he speaks about. And all of this now, they just cannot get enough of this. They just want to understand and know everything there is to know about him. That's the fact, isn't it? As Christians, it is all about him. It's all about Jesus Christ, isn't it? It's not about anything else. It's all about him and what he's done. And we love to know about him. And how he did things, and why he did things, and how he treated people, the kind of person he was, what kinds of things he spoke about. And so they're listening in on this. And he has a feast for them. They come in, and they can't believe it. The food that he has, they haven't seen the like of it before. What's this, they say? What is this? They're tasting all the different things. Because that's what happens, doesn't it? When we become Christians, things change. We're learning new things. We're finding out things about ourselves and about him and about the world and how we should behave in it and the things that we should do and not do. We're learning. And so these new kind of exotic dishes to their taste, this is all something completely different for them. It's a learning curve. And they're on the upward part. You know, when you become a Christian, oh, everything's new. You're wanting to learn. There are things to unlearn. You're wanting to get as much as you can. It's an upward curve. And that's where these people are at the moment. And he's making changes, because he does. This is sanctification we're talking now. He's making changes in the city. And so where Diabolus was, where his image was, well, that's taken down. And he grinds it into powder and scatters it to the wind. Now it's all about him. His name is everywhere. Emmanuel. El Shaddai. Every place in the city where you look, you'll see his name. And he posts guards up on the walls, got archers and slings, golden slings, so that when the enemy comes, then they're on the watch. And he says to Lord, will be will. You've got to keep an eye open. Any Diabolonians around, you've got to deal with them. You've got to tell me about them quickly. Now he's absolutely on side now with this. He's absolutely on board. And Lord Understanding is now back as the Lord Mayor, and he's having to consider the law of God and all his teaching and make sure that the city is properly equipped in that way. And Mr. Recorder, well, he's got a new job. So there's a new person who's like the conscience of the city. It's moved on from just Mr. Recorder, it's Mr. Knowledge. He knows the things of God and how to use them, how to apply them, how to make a difference in the life of the city. So the thing is all beautifully set up now. Emmanuel is imposing his will, and he says to them, and I've got so many more things to tell you. You wouldn't believe what I'm going to be able to teach you about and what your minds will be open to. That's the Christian life, isn't it? If it's anything less than that, you haven't got the real thing. It's a growing thing. It's an expanding thing. It's taking us to new places. We're getting new perspectives. And we're able to develop as people and move on. So he's got great plans for this city. See, John Bunyan knew Christ so well, and he knew the human heart so well, and he knew the mistakes that we're prone to, as we've seen in Pilgrim's Progress. But he knows his Lord, that he's got great things in store for all his people. So if you're not one of his people, well, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? You need to come on side quickly. Repent, believe, experience God's goodness and his kindness, because it's there for us to experience. So let's sing our next hymn, 113. To God be the glory, 113.